Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, going heavy with the deadlift, with a wave. The rep scheme is 2-3-5-10, 2-3-5-10. If you have not yet, on any particular heavy day, I attach another video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, and I really encourage you to watch it. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, should you go up or down and loading, all that good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. The video is attached to today's posting if you want it, but you can find it in a podcast as well. So we're going heavy today, and we're pulling from the ground with one of the slow lifts, one of the power lifts, not an Olympic lift. If we look backwards, we haven't pulled from the ground yet this week. We hinged at the hip with the double kettlebell clean and jerks, but that wasn't a heavy day, so to speak, and we didn't pull from the ground. Last week when we went heavy, it was a back squat, so it wasn't pulling from the ground. We did pull from the ground last Monday for 7 sets of 1 power clean and jerk. Obviously, the loading that you're going to deadlift is going to be higher than what you're going to power clean and jerk, so both are pulling off the ground, but quite differently. And one's a fast hip opening and one's a slower lift. And before that, we had hang squat clean, so the deadlift will be a great thing to knock out today. Let's talk specifically about this rep scheme. The goal is for you to choose a weight that you think you can do those sets of 10 with and use that weight across the entire workout. That's the goal. So whatever that happens to be, you're like, let's just say 275. 275 pounds is gonna be really tough for a set of 10. That's what I'm gonna go with. Well then, what might pop into your head is, well, the sets of 2, 3, and 5 are gonna be laughable. Because if I can do 10 with it, 2's a joke. And to some degree, absolutely true at the start. But then there's another set of 2, 3, 5, 10. And ending with that set of 10, I promise you will feel different than you think it feels right now if you've never done that workout. The rest that you take between each one of these sets is up to you. It makes sense that you would probably need to take less rest between the first set of 2 and the set of 3 than at the end of the workout between the final set of 5 and that set of 10. You would probably need significantly more rest. So I would say, on average, 2 to 4 minutes of rest is a really nice place to be. I expect myself personally to be probably 3 minutes for all of these sets, and when they get really heavy, I might bump it out to 4. That's where I'm going to be. So, and it's a sneaky workout because at the end of it, if you add up all the reps, you're going to do 40 heavy deadlifts, and that's no joke. So it's a great day to build strength, a great day to build some stamina and endurance, and this is quite a popular rep scheme for everybody. The wild card option is a deficit deadlift. Deficit of 2 to 4 inches just will change the game right there. So if you've been deadlifting a bit, maybe you've done this rep scheme several times, doing it with a deficit, it's an entirely new workout. And very challenging to get your body in a good position for that pull, even with just a 2 to 4 inch deficit. Scaled option is the same workout, and here's why. All you need to do is make a good decision. I could get the oldest member of my extended family to do this workout today by just reducing the loading. A very light barbell, an empty barbell, a broom handle, a PVC pipe, and they could do this workout, you know, if I made that decision. So make that call. If you're doing the scale workout, just significantly reduce the loading if need be. Whether you're beginner, intermediate, or advanced, everybody should be moving well. Everybody should be paying attention to technique, and the goal is to walk out of the gym better at the movement than you walked in. Our friends with a limited equipment option, never shortchanged. Everything here seems relatively straightforward. They're gonna probably enjoy it. I can't wait to hear the comments, and it will be a great day for all. And like I say, even if you have a barbell, every now and then do the Leo, do the dumbbell option. I think it will wake some things up in your life. So for most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow, so I'll see you back here on Friday.